Hello footies and welcome to Foot in Review episode 49. Today is Friday, May 8th, and it's time for La Liga Team of the Season. Remember, we can be found every weekday at 2200 Central European Time on podcast services around the globe. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching. Of course, joining me tonight is Mr. Upgrade Pack, it's Ingvi.
Good evening, good evening.
Is it good?
Is it good?
Is it a good evening?
A little bit.
You've packed the team of the season though, Premier League.
In the end.
It took you a couple of tries. Can you tell everyone listening how many tries it took?
I had to do 102 upgrade packs to pack one team of the season so far from Premier League.
You had a busy day at work.
I didn't work today, actually, so...
I was joking, but that's one hell of a grind, though.
It wasn't worth it, but, yeah.
It wasn't Salah who you picked. You packed, I should say.
No, I packed Rashford, so... It's a super sub number two after Road to the Final, Ryan Kent, so...
Yeah, so super sub after Dama and Kent. But it could be worse though. I mean, at least you've had something to do today.
Yeah. No players left in the club though, but yeah.
Oh well, you gotta risk it sometimes. I did 37 or 39, but it's nothing at all. And well, it's a good thing I stopped because I couldn't even go to 100, I think.
I know a guy who did 95 and he got 10, so he had a little bit better odds than me.
Yeah, I've seen guys like that as well. So yeah, then this was the best week in FIFA for them. For me, it's been the worst. Not career content or coaching or playing actually, but just my team hasn't improved an inch. Yeah. Oh well, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Ingvi,
yes.
Talking about winning though. What a team of the season we had today. What a squad. La Liga.
Some decent players, for sure.
Shall we hold that thought and first go into the content and then talk about that squad then?
Yeah, we can do that. Should we start with the SBC? The SBC only?
Not the SBC. When you say the SBC, people think it's the upgrade.
No, that's not the only SBC we got today was Saul. From Atletico Madrid, 93 rated. It's going to cost you around 200k from scratch if you do it. There's two sections. There's one called Atletico Madrid. It's going to cost you around 80k to do. You get a Prime Electrum Players Pack. You need one player from Atletico Madrid, one Team of the Week moments or normal inform. And you need a squad rating of minimum 85 and chemistry of minimum 75. And then you have the La Liga one. It's going to cost you around 118, 120. You get a premium gold players pack. One player minimum from La Liga Santander. Minimum rating 86 and team chemistry 70. So not horrible. You get a very good player, at least from what I can see, if you can fit him in your team.
Yeah, that's the how I feel about it as well. I think
very good central midfielder with high work rates, quite agile and tall,
far above Hullet stats.
Yeah, so if you throw engine on him, he's 97 rated, so yeah, it's a very nice card.
I think I might have to do it though.
Yeah, it's a good SPC because it's not too expensive and it's a great, looks great as well, so maybe worth doing as well.
Cool. The start of good anyways.
Yeah, quite. Maybe I was hoping for a few more, but at least something, a daily challenge or something, but we didn't get La Liga or Liga Santander's challenge type of SBC like we had almost every day with the Premier League one, but yeah, maybe something tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bit still player-wise, thus far, as we see player-wise.
Yeah. So, but we got some objectives we can mention.
Yeah, go ahead.
One of them, the way you need to do four sections. Of course, you get 300 XP as usual for each section, and then 300 for completing the group. It's left back. Reguilon or something like that. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. I think he's playing from Sevilla.
If you didn't say you were sorry for pronouncing it maybe wrong, everyone would think you would pronounce it like that, you know that?
Yeah, a very good looking left back with the high medium work rates, very good stats. You need to do, as I said, four sections. One is called Castilla Creator, assist with a through ball in two separate rivals matches using Spanish players, and will also give you a two-player pack. Defensive delivery, assist in three separate rivals matches using La Liga defenders, give you a gold pack. Scoring Spaniard, score a finesse goal in four separate rivals matches using Spanish players with maximum three-star weak foot.
Interesting.
Will give you, yeah, it will give you a small Electrum players pack. And the last one is called La Liga Lightning, score and assist in eight separate rivals wins using La Liga players with minimum 86 pace, which will also give you a Electrum players pack. So absolutely doable, but doable. It's not going to be a walk in the park in the higher divisions, of course, but they're doable lower. So, and it looks like a really good left back, Spanish. So very nice.
Yeah. Reasonable. I think the cards look good. Yeah, but if it's objectives, it's usually a point less already for me. And it's sounds like a tough one.
Yeah, and then we got another objective, which gives you a team of the season so far moments. Mariano celebrating his super sub impact in El Clasico. There's four sections as well, but 300 XP. To get this is the Mariano one that plays striker for Real Madrid, so that's nice. The card design is really nice. This one you can do in squad battles or rivals. First one is called La Liga Liftoff. Scored three goals in two separate squad battle matches on minimum professional difficulty or in rivals using La Liga players. Gives you a two-player pack. Physical forward. Assist and score in four separate squad battle matches on minimum world-class difficulty or in rivals using forwards with minimum 80 physical. This will give you a gold pack as well. And then clean sheet success. Win by at least two goals and keep a clean sheet in squad battles on minimum world-class difficulty or in rivals. Gives you a small Electrum players pack as well. And then the last one is called Magic Mariano. Score a finesse goal in six separate squad battle matches. Wins, of course, on minimum world-class difficulty or in rivals using players with minimum four-star weak foot. And you will get Electrum players pack as well. So Mariano is a high attacking, medium work rate striker. Three-star skill, four-star weak foot. So... it's a decent looking card. The composure is 81, so not the best, but the rest is decent.
Yeah.
89 it's rate is so good for SBC.
Yeah, that's how we count them these days, right?
Yeah. And the last objective we got that I want to mention is the team of the season so far, Kit. Which I think looks stunning for me at least. There's three sections. You'll get 300 XP for each section as well, and three to complete it. And you'll get some extra stuff as well. The first one is called Rival 5. You play five matches in rivals, and you'll also get the team of the season so far stadium theme. And then you play 5 online friendly matches. There's nothing extra there, and then play 5 squad battle matches as well, and there's nothing extra there as well. So yeah, the kit is really nice, I think.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Let's be honest, it is beautiful, and it almost makes me want to play squad battles, but I won't. So too bad. But it's close though. Now this time they got me close to play it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, not my cup of tea, to say it.
No. So then, well, that's the content for today. So.
Oh, we got a whole team of the season squad going.
Yeah, there's that as well.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'll just highlight some cards if that's okay for now, because
yeah, you can do that.
I think we got plenty of time to discuss them all in the coming days.
Yeah.
But like last week, there are some surprises. But this one, there's a lot of cards I did not see coming. I mean, I think everyone expected Messi to get a 99 card. Just a question of which position he had. His right wing, no surprise there. Very good card, but that's fine. There are some which I did not expect, and that is, for example, Toni Kroos getting 81 pace on this card.
Yeah, that's a bit strange, but that's probably because they boosted the Scream card. He has 75 pace there, so they actually had to boost him at least something.
Yeah, and for 40k, 400k, of course, that is just a brilliant looking card. If he drops more, he's a 5-star weak foot as well. So he's already under 400k as we speak, actually. So, yeah, I got no words for that card. That's a very surprising card, and I think it's a very cool and good card. Talking about being good and cool, what's wrong with Benzema? What happened there? They suddenly changed Benzema to R9.
It's not double five. Maybe the base R9.
Yeah, fair enough. It's 4-star, 4-star. So there's that. Yeah, fair enough. But on his main stat, without anything, it's 99 position, 99 finishing, 98 shot power, 99 volleys, 99 vision, 99 short passing, 96 curve, 99 heading accuracy. I don't know, 94 reactions, 99 ball control, 96 dribbling. On, okay. 97 composure, 96 stamina, 97 strength. Wow. Just thinking, wow.
So nice. I wish they changed the work rates as well, which they did like on Aubameyang, but they didn't. That's a little bit annoying in a way.
True.
Because then it would high, low, or high, medium work rates. Ooh, that would be a really, 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 really cool card. Of course, it's a great card still, though, but I don't know why they changed on some and then suddenly not.
Exactly. But anyways, I like that one. Griezmann is a very surprising one, giving him another left winger card. Not sure if he deserved the team season, but hey. Let's not go there today. Just going some outside. The Fekir card I did not see coming.
Which one?
The Fekir card. Fekir.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like 96 rated insane card.
Yeah. I no idea how that happened. But can't really go wrong. Although he is French. So that might show the boost. I mean, apparently this year every French player gets a huge boost. talking about another French player with an insane boost, but there's something weird going on. Is Varane 97 rated central defender, 95 pace, 97 defending, 93 physic. But there's one weird thing though. I don't know if you have looked at that by any chance. This card, 78 agility. Which is fairly low, right? For a card this high in central defense. Yeah. This huge. I don't know if you want to notice that, because the rest of the cards are just insane. But his speed is so high, with 90 acceleration and 98 sprint speed, that a shadow or something like that won't really give him much advantages of it. So there's something. His speed might be a bit of a disadvantage trying to boost it in this case.
Yeah, and the balance doesn't help either. 47.
No, so
I
need to play it. It's just to know if that's if, but that's something wrong or weird looking if you dive deeper into the stats. This
card. Yeah, that's funky, but yeah, there's a different card I think would be a better option than Varan, I think.
There are two, actually, I think.
At least one.
Yeah, there's the Rommel's card. Probably not the card you would think about, but the Rommel's card is insane. Don't go in any highlights, but it's just a flashback card that he had boosted and sent to Defender. Cheaper than Varan, so don't know. But the card you were talking about is the Diego Carlos card, right?
Yeah.
Just under a million on Xbox. I don't know, this card is a rock. Like, actually war. He has 88 sprint speed, 92 acceleration. So boosts and stats will actually help there, the increase. But this card has 88 agility with 70 balance on the main card. For some reason, it's got 92 composure. But more important, all his other stats are just top notch. He's not that expensive already, down to 935 I see now as we speak. But give this card a shadow and then everything is maxed out. Just the right stats are boosted.
Yeah, and the perfect work rates as well. Medium high work rates, 4-star weak foot, 3-star skills, if you want to do that. So the only thing is maybe stamina, but I don't think you're going to notice that much on a central defender, because he's not going to sprint back and forth all the time.
True.
So that's a really insanely cool looking card.
Of course, we have Oblak and Ter Stegen. I can't really go wrong with either of those, of course. I don't think Stegen is the man this year, so probably we'll see him a lot. The card I do like, the two, is the Parejo, I should say, Moreno and Lucas Perez, which aren't top tier, but really cool looking cards for not in the high price. But I think that's one card you should highlight. And you're also the only one you can actually pronounce properly here.
Martin Ødegaard. Yeah, that's... he looks really cool, though. I don't know why they made him central midfielder, because he usually played cam or wide, but still, that's not a big problem, really. They gave him the 3-star weak foot as well, 5-star skills. He would be really cool as... cam center forward or wide player as well, because he got 99 crossing, 99 vision, so 92 curve. So wide he should be really good. Got 91 composure as well, 91 agility, 91 balance.
I think this one wide is even better. It's just the best position for him, to be honest.
And ball control 99, dribbling 99, shot power 99, long shots 98. I scored some crazy free kicks with his 87 rated future star cards, so I'm pretty sure the free kicks with this one should be really nice. He's not the strongest, but of course 99 stamina as well. These are all base stats without any boost, so of course if you throw an engine on him, he's 95 rated cam, 96 rated left midfielder or right midfielder, for example.
Yeah, I think
with some crazy stats for a wide player with 99 vision, 99 crossing, 99 free kick accuracy, 99 short passing, 99 long passing, 96 agility, 99 balance, 91 reactions, 99 ball control, 91 dribbling, 99 acceleration, 94 sprint speed, and 99 stamina. That's like a really cool for a wide player.
Yeah, and there's almost nothing wrong with him, as if you play him wide.
No.
Except, in my opinion, if you play him out wide, medium might be getting on your nerve along with the weak foot. But
yeah, if he doesn't make the runs, you can probably force them. But I think he would also be really cool as a central cam.
Yes, that might be true as well. But I don't think the 3-star weak foot might be a problem.
That could be a problem, though. That's but other than that, it looks really fun.
But I think indeed it's a fun card, especially if you, of course, from Norway. But this is a really cool card, and I hope he just drops down a bit more. because I feel the price at this stage, which is PlayStation, and the price is also, because the show is so fresh, it's somewhere between 350 and 600 at this point, so it goes up and down a bit, but I think this card should end around 200-250 or something like that.
And yeah, I agree, it shouldn't be that more than that actually,
but definitely a cool card, definitely usable. And yeah, like you said, I think the golden tip here is that on the outside is probably the best at its best.
Yeah.
But we'll be trying some players probably this weekend. Any player you'll be eager to try?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind trying the Cazorla one, but I'm a little bit disappointed that they didn't give him the 5-star skill moves on as he has it on his Footmus card, but
he was extinct though every time I looked.
Yeah, he's extinct at 340, but I think he's gonna get a higher price range and then he's gonna drop under that anyways at the end of the weekend and beginning of next week. But it's a really cool card. I would use him as a central camera or center forward, as he has
high
attacking work rates, but he's very small and agile. You don't need to do any drag backs or anything. You can just twist and turn with him, left stick dribbling.
I got one question about Cazorla though, and that's probably because I'm actually looking for a player. Is he able to play striker?
Well, he got 99 composure, so he might be. Well, he's actually got 84 strength, so he should be fine as a striker, 5-star weak foot.
And then Aloha is actually not much of a problem.
No, and if you throw a hunter on him, he's got 99 acceleration. 95 sprint speed, 99 positioning, 92 finishing, 99 composure, 99 shot power, 93 long shots, 99 volleys, 99 penalties.
My problem is I need a Spanish striker to go next to Adama and link up with my La Liga midfield. And I was actually looking at this card, if he can play striker.
He probably can.
Maybe I should just try it there.
Should be fun.
Yeah, if you can lay a hand on him. But I think Cazorla is a really cool card. So if you're going to test that one, if you can get your hands on him, I'll be testing the SBC one, I think. Because Saul looks really good.
I'll probably try to get the objective players unless I pack. I'm probably going to do the guaranteed SBC. I know who I want to pack, which would fit my team perfectly.
Messia.
Messi, of course, but there's lots of cards. There's only one card I don't want to pack, really, in that...
Ocampo.
No, Frankie, because I already have the team of the year untradeable, so I wouldn't want to pack him again.
Ah, that's maybe true, though. Yeah, I get what you say. But yeah, this week, I think we got a sent in question by John S.J. Kurica. And John asks, okay guys, what's this the better team this season? Premier League or La Liga? I'm looking forward to your thoughts on the pod tonight. I might actually say La Liga.
the defenders are better, for sure. It seems like that, at least. At least the central defenders are better. With Varane and Ramos and Diego Carlos.
Yeah, just a bit though, I mean.
And the goalkeepers, at least Ter Stegen, is better than the Premier League ones, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I'd also think Benzema is better than Aguero.
Aguero has better work rates.
Maybe that. But I think Messi's better than Salah.
Of course he is.
So I think if you look at the midfield, Cazorla, Kroos, they all put Kovacic out of the water. And then you have Odegaard for cheap next to it. And I think even the cheap players like Parejo and Moreno, Lucas Pires are really fun players. And even that Ocampos players, which you keep overlooking, I don't see much wrong with him, to be honest. So, 3-star weak foot, but for that price, I mean, he's cooked. The rest, he got everything. So
he would be really good in a 3-5-2 as well, I think. Not maybe defending wise, but with our work rates and 99 stamina and
like high aggression, high strength. So So I think the my opinion, the Premier League was worse than this one, actually. La Liga is better.
Yeah.
But we'll find out after play.
Really cool. Yeah, we'll see. Depends on the prices, how they will settle, but they should drop.
Yeah.
Don't buy them today. Not now.
No, I think like, I think that's also a thing. I think.
I lost so much coins, but yeah.
I'm not going to talk about coins anymore. We should act like we don't care, Invy. Should man up. I don't care either, but I'm crying and dying a bit inside.
Yeah.
Ify, before we end the show, though, I want to give a little shout out to Andrew Barnett. This might sound strange, but we've added some new coaching options a couple of weeks ago. And everyone who goes for the elite tier also gets a shout out. And Andrew booked a coaching session for the elite tier, so shout out to Andrew Barnett for that. Your plans this weekend, Ify, are we going to go for elite? Top 100.
I'll hope to get gold three. I don't know how much time I'll have to play. I don't know if I can finish my matches. Of course, it would be nice with gold two. Of course, it would be nice with gold one. But I'm not gonna. I'll just try to play when I can, and I'll see where I end. So I'm not gonna put any extra pressure than other than I want to get at least gold three, though.
Yeah, I think that's just. I think that's a safe bet. I'm going for gold 2, but I actually really want to go for elite, but I don't have the same problem. I'm still 0-0 at this point, Twins playing, and it's already Friday night late, so probably not gonna work. We'll review some more players next week when we actually got our hands on it. Which minor league are you expecting Monday?
I'm not sure, actually, to be honest.
Do an estimated guess, then I'll do as well, differently from yours.
It would be nice with, I'm guessing probably Liga NOS, but I'm hoping maybe Eredivisie. That would be cool.
All right, so great minds think alike, so I'm actually not going to discuss it. I'm thinking Liga NOS as well, but I'm hoping Eredivisie. Actually, yeah. Exactly that. But I think it's going to be Liga NOS. Because there's a lot of Spanish players there as well. And I think it fits perfectly in this week. So, something on it. All right, Ingvi. I wish you a good weekend, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Enjoy. And everyone listening, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks for your continued support. And I think it's time for us to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 F-U-T.
T.
T. In view.
F.